You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday, it's Irk FM time, quality, pod-safe and independent music coming down the pipes and into your ears every Friday, it's Irk FM. And on this episode, which I've called, If You Get Naked, You Might End Up in a Police Car Ever After in Any Town, see if you can figure out why, we have a couple of acts who have returned. A couple of local acts, and we've even got a Lady Gaga impersonator. That's right, our first artist, Athena Reach, she is from Toronto in Canada originally. She's now calling New York City home. She's a singer, songwriter, actress, TV host personality, Lady Gaga impersonator, dancer, and songwriting teacher. Let's hear from her right now. The Logical Song, here on Irk FM.
Show me a world where I can be so dependable, oh, clinical. I'm ruined. Life shouldn't be this hard.
Yeah, she took it out of me and my credit card. No, 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 I'm ruined. Life shouldn't be this hard. Yeah, she took it out of me and my credit card.
You can find us at
FoundryRoad.com.
And you're listening to
OKFM!
Do you wanna know my name? Wasted.
thinking I am wasted. And oh my God, my legs are shaking, shaking.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to... Hi, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 134 of Erk FM. And we've had some great music so far, and a lot more to come. That last song was called Naked by the Yuya. And let's tell you a little bit about them. The Yuya come from London. Constance and Alessio met at a fancy dress wedding that ended up in tragedy, so they thought that they would write about happy moments of acute sadness, disappointment and twisted emotions. The Yuya are groovy people and the music shows it. They are into parties and the music shows it. Their influences are untraceable, but one thing is sure, that they are very refreshing. For a duo with only a guitar, the sound is big and unexpected. Constance's voice is something that the person who wrote this bio thought became sadly extinct in 1969, but that person was wrong. And so that was Naked by the Yuya. Prior to that, we heard from the Blue Bishops with their song called Credit Card. And it's actually the second time that I've heard that particular song today. The Blue Bishops work at the rocky end of the rhythm and blues and blues spectrum, but at the same time, they are acknowledged for the sensitivity and dynamics of performances that can go from a whisper to a roar in just a few moments. With a career spanning over 12 years, they have performed in every kind of venue and situation, anywhere from Holland and Hungary to Belgium and the Bahamas. Their last studio CD, Deep, just like the band itself, has made an impression amongst the genre. On its release, Blues in Britain awarded it a rare 9 out of 10. Blues Matters nominated it amongst the top 10 albums of the year, and it had airplay in several different continents on stations varying from the classic rock tradition to out-and-out blues programs. And that was the Blue Bishops with Credit Card. And before that, we heard Athena Reach with The Logical Song. Our music today comes courtesy of the artists themselves, as well as Grit PR, Juice Management and Promotion, and Missing Peace Group. We have a couple of artists who are making a return to Erk FM. Way back on episode 82, I played Hamish Meaney, and for some reason I wanted to call him Hamish McMeaney. Now, Hamish Meaney has a band now. Hamish Meaney and the Wayfinder. And Hamish is well and truly back. Hamish, we heard on episode 82 of Erk FM after completing his debut album. And he is now back with his new single, which we're about to hear, called Sloop John B, which is Hamish's own version of the Beach Boys classic, taken from his forthcoming album Shed Music. Over the past year, festival performances have played a large part in Hamish's musical career, with appearances at the Soulfest and the Big Chill, not forgetting his infamous gig at the climate change protest site in Bishopgate, where the PA was powered by a bicycle and his set continued while the police forcibly dispersed everyone. On top of this, Hamish also performed live at the Juice Management and Promotion offices, which was streamed for people to see over the interweb, and the servers crashed because so many people were trying to watch him perform. So there'll be no worrying about the servers crashing on this particular occasion on IRC FM. Hamish Meaney and the Wayfinder, and we're about to hear his new single, which is called John Sloop B. Thanks, Foundry Road.
To go home. So I stopped the John B. sail, see how the mainsail sets, call the captain ashore, let me go, let me go. Go. The first mate, he got drunk, broke in the captain's trunk, the constable had to come to take him away, Sheriff John Stone, oh leave us alone, I feel so breakup, I want to go. To go home.
Channel Lurk presents. A moment in time.
It's time. After many hours of tapping onto an iPhone, A Moment in Time is now available in print. Follow the lives of a group of Sydney women working in male-dominated industries in various stages of their careers. Most people know that they will go home safely at the end of the day. However, for Caroline, Leela, Nicole, Natalie, Renee, and Katrina, they cannot be so sure. They have to have trust in their partners and have faith in their training and equipment. A bit of good luck and cunning wouldn't go astray either if they want to go home alive at the end of their shifts. A Moment in Time is now available in print and as an ebook. For more information and to purchase the novel, visit www.amomentintimenovel.com.
In the sky, and nothing looked to be out of place. say may not be the truth. Take what you can.
Could this be the third week in a row that I would have seen or will be seeing Lab 64 live? I saw him at the Lucky Australian Tavern for the Flood Relief gig the weekend before last. Last weekend I saw him at the Black Swan Tavern in the Blue Mountains at a last minute show. And then this week on Friday he's got another show at the Basement at Blacktown, pretty much as you're possibly hearing this. So that's possibly three weekends in a row that I would have seen Lab 64, and it's the second week in a row I've played him on IRC FM, because that song has been stuck in my head all week, and of course that makes it an earworm. And that song was called Ever After, as you might have been able to guess, by Lab 64. Lab 64 has a promotion running at the moment in order to help raise money for breast cancer awareness. He is doing a calendar to help with the promotion of breast cancer and to raise money for it, including some goddesses. And you can win a calendar as well as a copy of his new album, Mistress and Tormentor. All you have to do is make a donation to the Breast Cancer Research Society of your choice and send him a copy of the receipt via email to go into the draw. Or if you see him at a live show, make a donation towards breast cancer research at the show. You'll get your receipt noted. The receipt will go into a hat and it will be drawn out. Actually, that's not entirely true. The receipts and the entries will be going into a large cupped bra, and they will be drawn by a blindfolded naked goddess. And the winner will win a copy of the CD and a copy of the calendar as well. I wonder if he'll get the goddesses to sign it. I'm pretty sure he will. Lab 64 there with Ever After. Now, you might have noticed that the title of the episode is called If You Get Naked, You Might End Up in a Police Car Ever After in Any Town. Have you worked it out yet? The previous song was called Police Car, by Eliza Doolittle. And Eliza Doolittle, she is releasing her Platinum UK self-titled debut in the US in March 2011, so next month as you're hearing this. The album was released in other countries apart from the US in July 2010 and went platinum in the UK. Eliza is confirmed for Coachella and South by Southwest this year. The album has been described by the Mail on Sunday as winning debut. Look magazine said Eliza's debut album is a real corker. We can't stop listening to it. And Star magazine just said pure magic. Eliza Doolittle is 22 years old. She is Brit as they come, with a cachet of smile-worthy singles, including Skinny Jeans, Pack Up and Rollerblades. And so she grew up and born and raised in London, surrounded by music. And her father is an English stage director and playwright. Her mother is a Tony Award-winning English musical theatre actress and a recording artist as well. So Doolittle has been writing songs since she was 12, landing a publishing deal at the age of 16. And so that is very cool. And the song that we heard was called Police Car, which is somewhat relevant because I played a promotion from Maybe in Time before that, which is the book that I've written. Anywho, we're going to continue on. We just had an artist that we've played before with Lab 64, and we also have another artist that we have played before, Sean Waterman, who submitted a track to me recently, not knowing, of course, that he'd already been played, but that's quite okay. So we're going to play him again with a different track. Now, I can tell you that Sean Waterman was played only a couple of weeks ago, actually, on episode 131. He is from Brooklyn in New York. He gives credit to his musical influences such as Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, Michael Jackson, and Bob Marley. He has performed at an event for the Recording Academy's Grammy U, Atlanta Centennial, Olympic Park, and Hard Rock Cafe, and a lot more. He is currently promoting the release of his Locomotive Hearts EP. And so the song that we're going to hear from Sean is called Not At All. You're listening to IRC FM. Don't forget, if you want more information on the artist, more information on previous shows, or more information on how to submit your tracks if you are an artist or a band or an agency, go to the show notes at IRCFM.com and all the contact information and other information you need is right there. Thanks, Foundry Road.
Down.
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Insomnia Radio Australia. Listen to the best Australian music that you've never heard. From Perth on the west coast to Sydney on the east and all points in between. Rock, country, jazz, metal, it doesn't matter if it's Australian, you'll hear it. Insomnia Radio Australia.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
put him back. That's probably not as far as she can say. And all the men from the ministry say, I don't care like you used to be. It's pulling me up. It's all the same. Just take a look.
We've certainly had a few different artists from a few different countries on this particular episode. Already we've had people from the US, the UK, and now we've had someone from Germany and also South Africa. That was Duke with their song called Anytown, and they are a band who are currently based in Essen in Germany. I actually featured Duke on this week's episode of ErkPod, which is my talk podcast that comes out on Channel Erk each and every Wednesday. And Duke are a four-piece band who are based in Germany, headed up by a person originally from the UK. They definitely do know how to rock and are doing great things on the German music scene. Prior to that, we had a submission from a South African artist called, or a South African group called The One and the Many, and the song that we heard from them was called Come Around. And let's tell you a little bit about the band, who originally came to us from South Africa. They originally had the name of Judith, being formed a few years ago, and then they found that a band in the US was also calling themselves Judith, so they changed their name to their current name, which is called The One and the Many. And so The One and the Many from South Africa. I don't actually get a lot of South African music. Some of the South African music that I've actually played before, I've went and found myself. So when I get someone from South Africa who sends me music, that is absolutely awesome. They're a four-piece from Johannesburg. They were originally formed in 2006, and as I said, formed under the name of Judith. They recorded their debut album in late 2008 in their home studio, and the self-titled album was written, produced and released independently by the band. In 2010, they changed their name to The One and the Many. They repackaged and re-released their 10-track debut album in 2010 under the title formerly Judith, which is a very interesting way of rebranding your band. And so that is very, very cool. Always love getting tracks from different parts of the world, including Australia, including South Africa, and including places like Germany. On my talk podcast, ErkPod, at the moment, I'm actually featuring a series of segments based on different European countries, and I'll be playing a little bit of music from the particular country that I'm focusing on. That's every Wednesday here on Channel Erk. We have one band to go. I was able to see these guys live for the second time in 2 weeks last weekend. It was the occasion of their EP launch. They were on the bill with our mates Foundry Raid, with Emotus, who have just released their debut album, which is now available on iTunes, which is absolutely awesome. Got the email during the week. And you can buy the album on iTunes. The physical cover, or the physical CD for Emotus, will be coming out, called Smokescreen. Smokescreen is the name of the Emotus album, which has been long awaited, which is awesome. And also I heard Simulacra, who we heard on last week's show, and that was the best that I've heard them as well. But Scented Self, they were the guys that were there for their EP launch. Their EP is called Measure of Madness. And we might have to have a drummer off between Alan, who's the drummer of Scented Self, and Brad from Foundry Raid. They seem to have a bit of a competition between themselves on Facebook. But Scented Self, their influences include Fear Factory, Machine Head, Metallica, Tea Party. They were formed towards the end of 2008, quickly creating their own distinctive style of hard rock, metal, progressive, alternative, whatever you want to call it. Cliche as it might sound, they draw on various influences to play hard, fast and heavy, with just enough structural complexity to make it interesting. So let's finish the episode, get a bit harder. And this is Scented Self from their debut EP. Here is the track coming up right now, Measure of Madness. Brad from Foundry Raid tells me you've really got to listen out for the drums on this track. It's pretty cool. We'll be right back. Thank you very much, Scented Self. That was the title track of their new EP called Measure of Madness. That brings us to the end of this episode of IRC FM, episode 134, which I called If You Get Naked, You Might End Up in a Police Car Ever After in Any Town. The music suppliers on this episode were Grit PR, Juice Management and Promotion, Missing Piece Group, and the artist directly, which is always awesome. We heard from Athena Reach, Blue Bishops, The Yu-Ya, Hamish Meaney and The Wayfinder, Eliza Doolittle, Lab 64, Sean Waterman, The One and the Many, Duke, and Sentence Self. Been an absolute pleasure to bring you this episode of IRC FM. Don't forget to come back next Friday. Music comes down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday. This weekend we have a bit of music for you across Channel IRC, which has a female feel to it because it's an all-female weekend here on Channel IRC. Tomorrow on Blast from the Past, my mum Judy and myself will bring you a female artist from Denver, Colorado, and we will also bring you, courtesy of Judy's Blast FM on Sunday, a female Russian pianist. There's that word starting with P again, isn't it? Pianist. A Russian female pianist. So we're going to have an all-female weekend here on Channel IRC. Hope you enjoyed the music. Music, of course, is supplied directly or with various agreements with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. Check me out, channelirc.com, for everything going on in and around Channel IRC. And also check out Insomnia Radio Australia, the other music show that I host monthly, australia.insomniaradio.net. And also check out the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org, for many other quality music podcasts. The theme and the bed music comes from Foundry Road, of course, who are absolutely awesome. They have recorded Safety Dance, and I'm hoping to be able to have a copy of that pretty soon. Until next week, I'm IRC. Thank you very, very much for listening. Don't forget, get your music into me. And if you are an artist, bio I can has, please. Until next week, I'm IRC. Thank you, Foundry Road. Good night, Intuit.